Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay strong. Thank you.
the starting pitcher for Palm Beach.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another beautiful Sunday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. I'm Walter Works with my man Sean Tomlinson. How you doing today, Sean?
Beautiful day at the Dean, Walter. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my man. A beautiful day indeed. And we have another good one for you. The Jupiter Hammerheads visiting the Palm Beach Cardinals. A wild game last night. A 2-1 victory on a walk-off, Sean. The Cardinals, a big win there.
Yeah, big win. It's the final game of a six-game stretch right now. It looks like the Cardinals are winning it, but we'll see what happens here today.
Yes, we will see what happens here today. Another beautiful Sunday at the Dean. So we will wait for the first pitch. Pitcher warming up there, just getting a couple pitches in. Jose Moreno, the pitcher today for your Palm Beach Cardinals. He's rocking a 1.38 ERA on the season.
Leading off for Jupiter is number two, third baseman Javier Sanoja.
Sanoja leading things up for the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'll see what he can get cooking. In the top of this first inning at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. All right, looks like a pitch outside there. Count 2-0. Two balls to start the game there, Sean.
Yes, sir. Sanoja averaging a 196 on the season, so see if he can make something happen here today.
And there you go, that pitch call strike just caught the outside corner there. 2-1 count. And that pitch, foul tipped back behind the home plate. So Sandro starting this game with a 2-2 count. And that pitch, a swing and a miss. And we have our first strikeout of the game, Sean.
Yeah, now batting like DH, number 12, Jose
Swing
Salas.
And a miss today, just to start off.
Oh, yeah. We got Jose Salas now DHing today at the plate. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Moreno's fastball is not failing him today.
Salas from Kissimmee, Florida, an international free agent in 2019. Count 1-1 now. And that one looks to be outside. A ball there. 2-1 the count now. And that one up and away. Three balls, one strike.
No wind coming in here today at the Dean.
No.
Flags are down.
Yeah, really nice day today. Perfect day for baseball indeed. And that one is a ball. So we have our first runner on base. Salas getting the base on balls there. So a runner on first with one out here.
Watson.
Top of the first inning at the Dean. Hammerheads looking to threaten here and take this series. And yeah, that one inside for sure. Ball one. Khalil Watson at the plate. Watson trying to make something happen here with a runner on first. Good opportunity here to make some noise at the Dean. And a big swing there and a miss. Strike two. Count one and two. Got Sandro taking his time at the mound for this one. Looking to get a punch out here. Get the second out, hopefully. Got the wind up here. Oh, and that one thrown away, called for a ball. The catcher checking the runner at first, but he's safe. And what do you think there, Sean? Hammerhead's looking to be aggressive on the bases.
Great play, but Cardinals playing great defense.
Yeah, and the Cardinals showing that they're not playing around today either. Quickly getting that runner back to first base. All right, and that pitch up and away for a ball three. Count now full for Khalil Watson.
Moreno winding up for the pitch. Ooh.
And did he get him, Sean?
Think so. No.
No, wow. That one was close. Checking the runner at first. Throwing it. Just not in time. I thought he was out.
I thought he was out, too.
A close one at first. But he is safe indeed. And Sal is taking a healthy lead at first. Oh, he's going. And the catcher throwing a second, and he is safe. He's going to third. That one got past the second baseman. So Salas, on a stolen attempt to second, is able to get to third. Wow, what a turn of events, Sean.
Great play by the Hammerheads. Really taking advantage of the play.
Yeah.
Missed catch by that second baseman could have saved the whole thing.
Unbelievable. Didn't get there in time. Both of them didn't get there in time, and it got into the center field, and man, Salas getting onto third base. That one just caught the outside corner for a strike. Sandro trying to get out of this inning. That one looked a little too high, so a ball there. Count now 1-1. I apologize. Moreno is your pitcher for the day. So Jose Moreno trying to get out of this inning. That one gets away from the catcher, just foul tip, so 1-2 count there.
Moreno winding up.
That one away, so a 2-2 count now. We'll see what Moreno has here.
Foul tip
there. So Moreno doing whatever he can do at the plate now, taking his time at the mound, trying to regroup here. The Hammerheads threatening with Salas on third. Not really his fault, though, with that ball getting behind the second baseman. But we'll see what happens here.
The Cardinals have played great defense, so I'm sure they can make something happen.
Yeah, and you got to believe that's what they're thinking. You got to have that confidence now, especially with the Hammerheads threatening here early in this game. Oh, catcher looking for that one. It's in the dirt. Third baseman coming halfway down the line, getting back. Salas to third base, that is. And they were able to alleviate a disaster there. Right, Sean?
Yeah, it looks like they almost had something go wild for him.
Yeah, good thing he found that ball in the dirt just in time. Oh, he got him right in the outside corner, catching that part of the plate there. A strikeout there. And getting out of the inning is Moreno. We'll be back in the game. Cardinals up next.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This game, Hammerheads Cardinals, bottom of the first inning. Walter, what's it looking like today?
Looking like a great time here at the Dean, and looking like another great game, right, Sean? After last night's game, a little bit of drama there with a walk-off, the Cardinals trying to gain that momentum there, trying to close the series out strong, but we saw there Moreno get out of a jam there at the end, you know. Which was important for them. They want to stay in this game.
Yeah, with a runner threatening on third, I think he was quick to want to get someone out and get this game rolling.
Oh, yeah. So we have Ramon Mendoza leading off for the Cardinals. He hits a nice one to the shortstop, and that's a great throw. The first baseman reaching up but staying on the base. That's an out. What a nice play, huh?
Yeah, great play. Hammerhead's trying to get out of this early. Reichenborn's up the bat next. Center fielder. See if he can make something happen for the Cardinals. Borrello at the mound. Big swing and a miss by Reichenborn.
Sandro with a nice pitch there.
Nice curveball.
Winding up here is Sandro. With the pitch, that one just caught the plate.
Great curveball by Borrello.
Beautiful curveball for a strikeout there for out number two. Hammerheads looking to make some quick work out of the Cardinals here.
Quick work. We've got Tavallin up, third baseman, up to bat, trying to see if he can make something happen here. Ooh, great fastball by Borrello.
The wind up here with the count 1-0. That one up and in, 2-0 count now.
Fastball way high, way high. Great curveball. Hammerhead's really looking to take this out. Count 3-0.
Not enough for a strike there now with the count 3-0. Two outs. Bottom of the first inning.
Another fastball.
Yeah, that one up and in, Sean, so he walked him.
We've got Jeremy Revis, shortstop, coming up to bat next. And with the Cardinals having a runner on first, looks like they're trying to make something happen here with two outs, trying to save this inning.
Yeah, now as we saw last night, anything could happen. So with two outs, Cardinals trying to get some runs on the board here.
Another curveball by Sandro. Count 0-1. Bargello winding up. Another great curveball.
Count now 1-1.
Catcher almost wanted to threaten that runner a little bit. Sandro winding up. Curveball, but it was a foul hit.
Foul hit into the stands.
Count 1-2 with two outs. Revis trying to make something happen here.
Oh, that one hit into the right field.
Ooh. Base hit.
Nice base hit.
Cardinals now with two runners up. Bottom of the first, trying to make something happen here.
Oh,
great
yeah.
Play by Jeremy Revis.
Two outs there, so a nice hit by Revis. Nice base hit.
We got Wade Stoss coming up here next. Trying to see if he can clean this one up for the Cardinals. Get them on the board. Foul hit.
Stouse hitting 205 on the season. Looking to pick that average up. This is a good opportunity here to get some runs batted in.
And at the number four spot, it looks like he can really clean up here if he gets something big.
This is his role.
Sandro with another great fastball. Bargello winding up. Looks like we've got some wind picking up here too at the Dean.
Sandro taking his time with this one. A 1-1 count.
Runners are threatening for the Cardinals.
Let's see what Staus can do here.
Fastball by Sandro.
Way up high. 2-1 the count. Two outs. Bottom of the first. Runners on first and second here at the Dean. Another fastball, that one inside. So Sandro caught up in the mix here with a 3-1 count. Does not want to load the bases, Sean, at all.
We'll see what he can do here. Ooh.
Wow, a nice breaking ball. Nice curve ball there. Catching the strike zone. The count now full with two outs and runners on first and second.
Bargello winding up.
Ooh. Making contact there, but it looks like it's going to be foul into the stands.
Fastball by Sandro. Really using his speed.
Oh, and that one hit, and the shortstop can't get to it. There's a runner coming home. We have a play at the plate. He's out of there. Wow.
Hammerhead played great defense to save the
inning. What a way to end the inning. We'll be back from the Dean.
That song again
for the 100th time today. For the
song again. Yay. Use that song again
for the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay. Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay. Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Second inning. What an exciting first inning. Ending with a play at the plate. Cardinals not getting there in time. And man, what a play by the Hammerheads.
Great defense. It looks like the Hammerheads definitely came out to play this Sunday afternoon. No score, but we are trying to make something happen here today at the Dean.
Yes, indeed, my man.
Now batting, number 6, Tyler Castillo, right field.
So, Tyler, at the plate for the Hammerheads.
Moreno with another fastball coming inside. Count now 1-1, top of the second inning.
Tyler Castillo at the plate there.
A fastball by Moreno.
Oh, I thought it was going to drop in for a base hit, but what a play by the right fielder, Sean, diving for that catch.
Diving and getting his jersey dirty. Make sure he made the play. Cardinals with a great catch.
That was exciting. And man, I thought that was going to drop in.
No, he had to dive for it. Definitely working here today.
What a play. What a defensive play.
Moreno winding up. Fastball inside. Shortstop Christian Rodriguez at the plate. Ooh, a big swing and a miss by Christian Rodriguez. Fastball by Moreno. Count now 1-1. Moreno winding up.
Looks like that was Elijah Cabell with that great play. At right field. Wow.
Great play.
That was awesome. Great defense by the Cardinals there to start the inning.
Foul hit by Rodriguez.
Count now 2-2 with one out here in the top of the second.
Moreno winding up. Curveball.
Nice curve there to punch him out. A strike out there for the second out. So Jose Moreno with another strikeout.
Taking care of business here. We've got Zach Zubia, the first baseman up for the Hammerheads. Trying to get his team on the... Ooh, fastball just inside.
Nice fastball there. Bringing the heat. Count now 0-1.
Curveball. Count now 0-2.
Nice pitch there. Catching a plate.
Moreno making quick work of the Hammerheads. curveball just outside.
So Moreno has four strikeouts now on the day, approaching 35 pitches. He's rocking an ERA of 1.23 on the season, Sean, and he's looking to improve that number.
He's definitely improving it here today.
Ooh. That one hit to the shortstop. Looks like an easy play there, and boom, he got him out.
Looks like another great inning by the Cardinals.
A quick inning, exactly what the doctor prescribed, and we'll be back from the D.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Back at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, ladies and gentlemen, in beautiful Jupiter, Florida, for the bottom of this second inning, and we have the Cardinals now trying to make some noise, Sean. An exciting couple of innings here, right, defensive-wise?
Yes. Looks like the Hammerheads and the Cardinals are definitely out here playing defense, getting these runners out. Not letting anyone score. Great play by the plate earlier. Diving for the balls. It looks like everyone's here to play baseball today on Sunday.
Yeah, and they've traded amazing defensive plays, right? The play at the plate, Cardinals getting jammed there, getting caught out, and then bouncing back with that amazing catch in right field.
Ooh, and we've got Borrello here with another fastball. Luis Rodriguez, catcher up the plate, I'm sorry, number 36.
Yeah, Luis Rodriguez, an international free agent, picked up in 2018. He has a .244 average. No home runs yet on the year.
Big swing and a miss by Rodriguez with another fastball by Sandro Borrello, making it happen here for the Hammerheads.
Sandro approaching 25 pitches on the day.
Ooh, a foul tip by Rodriguez. Count now 2-2. Sandro winding up. Ooh. Another foul hit.
Fouled into the stands there.
Sandro winding up for the pitch. Ooh, inside fastball.
That one inside now, making the count 3-2. Here in the bottom of the second inning.
No wind coming into the stadium, so. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Rodriguez, and he is out.
A big strikeout by Sandro. Second strikeout of the day.
We've got Hansel Odometi coming up, left fielder number 41. Trying to make something happen for the Cardinals here.
Odometi from Havana, Cuba, an international free agent, picked up in 2018.
Ooh, curveball inside for Sandro. Count 1-0.
He's got an average of just 163, so you know he's looking to improve that here with one out.
Curveball inside. Count now 2-0. Ooh. Inside curveball. Count now 2-1. Ooh. Great hit by Rodriguez. Just fouled out.
Yeah, nice contact there, Sean. So Hansel making some great contact there. Not enough with the count 2-2 now.
That one hit.
Hit to the shortstop and in time for the out. So a hit to the shortstop, routine play there for the second out.
Now batting right fielder, number 12, Elijah Cabell.
We got Elijah Cabell up.
Yeah.
Right fielder, number 12 for the Cardinals. Hoping to make something happen here.
Cabell with that coming off that smooth play in right field, huh?
Yes.
We'll see if he can make something happen at the plate.
Two outs. He's trying to get some runners on base right here.
Trying to get the offense going here at the Dean. Bottom of the second inning. We're tied at nothing. Nada.
Sandro winding up.
Well, he's not doing anything right now. He stopped there and taking his time. The ump stepping away from the plate, but now calling it back in play.
Outside curve. Curveball fouled out. Foul hit by Cabell.
Yeah, Cabell making contact there. He's trying to get some offense going to keep this inning alive. Both teams, man, you know they're hungry for runs.
Two outs, so definitely trying to get the offense going. Ooh, another fouled hit. Great contact, though.
Yeah, he's making contact. He's not making it easy here for Sandro at all.
Count now 1-2.
Cabell's got one home run on the year so far, so you know he can take it out of this park. That one up and away. Count now 2-2 with two outs. We'll see what Sandro's cooking here at the mound, trying to get out of this inning. Ooh, and a big swing and a miss, but in the dirt. He's running the first. Ooh, not fast enough, though, Sean. That's an out.
And the Cardinals are out. We will be back here at the Dean. Oh, yeah.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are back here at Roger Dean Stadium. We are
back there, Rogers Stadium, ready for the top of the third inning. The Cardinals on the field.
That's right, Sean. Back at the Dean, 0-0 on the top of this third inning. But you wouldn't know, man. An exciting game here, huh?
Yeah, great offense and defense from both teams. It looks like they came to play this Sunday.
Yeah, especially on the defensive side. When you think about great baseball games, you think about right off the bat. That one chopped. The third baseman getting it. A great play, and that's the first out of the inning. What a nice pace. What a nice play by the third baseman there.
David Martinez trying to make something happen. The catcher just got out. Good swing, though. Good swing. Looks like we've got Jorge Cabello coming up here next.
Yeah, that was Osvaldo Tavalan getting to that ball. And a nice play at first for the first out. So what I was saying, Sean, is when you think about memorable baseball games, right off the bat, you think about offense.
Yes. Fastball high and up by Moreno.
But this type of game makes you love the defensive part of it.
Yes, it's been a great defensive game. Ooh, foul hit by Jorge. Just trying to make something happen.
We had a play at the plate, and we had a diving catch at right field.
And all this in the first two innings.
So exciting here at the Dean.
Ooh, foul tip by Jorge.
2-2 now the count. One out.
Moreno really using that fastball. Ooh, great hit by Jorge.
That one smacked right in front of the center fielder for a base hit. So now with a runner on first and one out. Oh, man. Hammerhead's looking to threaten with Javier Sanoja at the plate. An international free agent.
Third baseman, top of the order, trying to make something happen here for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Yeah, the time is now for the Hammerheads.
Moreno winding up.
Ooh. Oh, he's going to steal second. Ooh. He's going to try, and he's out of there. What a play. What a throw. And a failed stolen attempt. He's out at second, Sean.
Out of there. Great play by the Cardinals. It looks like the pitcher and the catcher both on the same page here today.
Nice play. More defense. Wow. That one up and away, fastball there, 1-1 the count. Luis Rodriguez with a nice throw, getting that runner.
Ooh. Good contact, but a foul hit by Sanoja. Count now 1-2.
Sanoja batting 193 on the season thus far.
Ooh.
That one popped up high for a foul behind the plate. I hear the bang as we speak, Sean. It's somewhere near.
Somewhere here.
It's okay. We're indoors.
Can't get us in here.
No. Although I've heard.
We can break some windows, can't we?
Yes. And that's a big-time strikeout by Jose Moreno to get the Cardinals out of this inning, Sean. Oh, yeah. We'll be back from the Dean.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back at the Dean, bottom of the third inning here, Sean, and Cardinals going to try to make something happen here with Brandon Hernandez leading things off for us.
Yeah, what a game so far for the Cardinals. Definitely making something happen there that last inning. Yeah. Moreno and the catcher both taking that stolen base off.
Yeah, Luis Rodriguez, like you were saying, Sean, with a beautiful throw to second base to catch the runner trying to steal. And right now we're going to have Brandon Hernandez, like I said, from the great country of Canada, all the way from Montreal, Canada, international free agent 2018. He's batting just 171 on the year, so he's going to be looking to pick that average up. Great opportunity here, but we have an 0-1 count. That one called for another strike. 0-2 to start the inning, Sean.
Sandro Borgello not playing here today.
No, he's got over 40 pitches on the day, so he's looking for a quick inning here.
Ooh, great hit by Hernandez, trying to make something happen just out by the first baseman.
Yeah, that one chopped to the second baseman. A nice throw there for out number one.
It looks like we're going to the top of the order here. Ramon Mendoza, the first baseman, up to bat. Let's see if he can make something happen for the Cardinals here.
That's right. Mendoza batting 211 on the season.
Fastball just inside.
Count 1-0.
Another curveball inside. Count now 1-1.
Nice pitch there.
Ooh, another curveball inside. Count now 2-1.
Yeah, that one outside just missing the plate. Nice call there, though, by the ump. I thought it was maybe going to be a strike. That one inside, that one a ball. 3-1 the count.
Ooh. Count now 3-2.
That one called strike there. Sandro trying to bounce back.
Hit by Mendoza. Ooh.
That one chopped to the shortstop there. What a great throw and catch for another out. So two outs now, and the defense really trying to bail Sandro out of this inning quick. What a nice play.
Great play by the shortstop to the first baseman, really trying to make something happen.
And they did indeed there, two outs.
Tyler Reichenborg, center fielder, up to bat for the Cardinals. Ooh, great hit by Reichenborg.
Oh, and the center fielder getting there in time. The Hammerheads making quick work of the Cardinals. We'll be back for the fourth inning, folks, at the Dean.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back at the Dean, coming to you to the top of the fourth. How do you feel so far, Walter?
I feel like we have a great defensive game thus far, but you know, like last night, anything can happen at any moment. But an exciting game here. Still no runs accounted for here. 0-0.
We've got Moreno back pitching for the Cardinals.
And you got to think Sean Moreno's going to want to have a quick inning, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to want to get out of this one fast. Jose Salas now up to bat for the Hammerheads, trying to make something happen here for his team.
Yeah, Salas already has one home run on the season. So you know he's got some pop to that bat, batting .209 on the year thus far. Oh, and that one inside. Catcher getting to it. That one looked in the dirt there.
Count now 3-1.
Batter just getting out of the way there.
Not trying to get hit with that fastball. And it looks like we've got a walk.
Oh, yeah. He's taking that base. So we got a man on first with no outs now. Top of the fourth inning.
Khalil Watson, the second baseman, up to bat for the Hammerheads, trying to make something happen here. A big swing and a miss. Count now 0-1. Moreno really using that curveball to his advantage.
Yeah, Moreno at the 55 pitch mark here with no outs. Cardinals not warming up anybody just yet. I mean, he's pitching a good game. It's a nothing-nothing game, but it's still early.
Definitely still early in the ball game. He's making quick work of these Hammerhead pitters, so we'll see what he does.
Oh, and the runner trying to steal second there, but it's a foul tip behind the home plate, so that play is dead. And this is an important game, Sean, right? The Hammerheads have taken most of the series. Cardinals getting a win, obviously, last night. But if you look at the standings here in the Florida State League, you know, the Palm Beach Cardinals, man, they're fighting to get to 500. They're 9-11 on the season. And Jupiter's 500. They're 10-10. So this is a big game.
Big game for the Cardinals, trying to make sure that they get to 500. Get
that one smacked to the second baseman. Ooh. Back to the first. We got a double play.
Great double play by the Cardinals.
Wow.
Great defensive play. Looks like the catcher, the pitcher, all
everybody was in sync. That was like a beautiful song. Oh my goodness, what a double play. Talk about defense, Sean. That was amazing.
Great play by the Cardinals. Great out.
So just like that, two outs. Just talked about Moreno trying to get out of this inning. That one a ball count 1-0.
In the dirt. Brady Allen up to bat for the Hammerheads. And with no runners on base, he's trying to make something happen here for his team.
Oh, yeah. Make something happen for sure with a nothing-nothing game here in the fourth. Ooh. A big swing and a miss there. That one called for strike two.
Fastball by Jose Moreno. Just over the plate. Ooh.
curveball outside. A ball, count now 2-2. Moreno winding up. Ooh, foul hit by Grady Allen. Top of the fourth here.
All upheld. 3-2.
Full count here with two outs.
Jose Moreno winding up. Ooh, foul hit by Brady Allen.
Yeah, nice making contact, but a foul tip behind home plate. Count still full, two outs. Moreno has a chance to get out of this inning here. He has five strikeouts on the day, Sean.
He's making good work of these hitters. Ooh.
And that one just called a ball. Oh. Oof, the ump not giving in there. That could have gone either way.
Could have gone either way.
That could have gone either way.
Now batting right fielder, number 6. Kyler Castillo.
We got Kyler Castillo coming up to bat here for the Hammerheads with a runner on first base. With two outs, seeing if he can make something happen here for the Hammerheads, get them on the board.
Oh, yeah. Two outs here.
Ooh.
That one up and in, called for a ball.
1-0 the count. Moreno winding up here.
Runner on first. That one called the strike.
Count now 1-1. Castillo trying to make something happen here.
That one smacked to the right fielder, but Cabela's there on time for the third out, and the Cardinals get out of this inning. We will be back from the Dean, ladies and gentlemen, with the Cardinals trying to make something happen here. We'll be back.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.com.
And we are back at the Dean. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Tied up at zip to zip, Sean. What do you think, my man?
Good to be back. Good to be back. Great game by both teams playing very defensive baseball. I think we're going to have a good game here today.
Oh, yeah. Great game thus far. Osvaldo Tavalin at the plate trying to make something happen here. Tavalin batting 307 on the season, Sean, with a home run. So he's got some pop. We'll see if he can make something happen here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Right now, though, the count 0-2. Not favorable for him. We'll see what he can do here.
No runs, no hits today by Tavallin, but, you know, it's still early. We can see what happens.
Oh, and that one smacked to right field, going towards the warning track. What a catch at the wall, Sean.
Great play by the Hammerheads.
What a catch at the wall, Sean.
Outfielder up and grabbed it.
Wow. Can we get any more defense?
No more defense than that.
Oh, my goodness. What a play.
Hammerheads playing hard and fast here on this Sunday
afternoon.
The
right fielder getting just in time on the warning track, hitting the wall, making the catch. That one called the strike. Wow. Talk about some defense today at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this beautiful Sunday. The defensive gods have shined their light on us, Sean.
Yes, they have. Jeremy Rivas up to bat for the Cardinals. Shortstop trying to make something happen here. Tavallin almost had something, but Hammerhead's taking that right away from him.
0-2 the count.
Just a pop hit.
Yeah, that one foul tipped. Staying alive there is Jeremy Rivas. Jeremy Rivas with a 273 average there on the season.
One hit, one walk. See if he can make something happen here for his Cardinals team.
One and two the count here, one out, after a remarkable catch at the wall. I've never been so excited to see defense in a long time like this. Can you imagine?
It looks like both teams want no one to score here.
That one's into the dirt. The runner not getting there in time, so another out there.
Out by Jeremy Rivas.
Yeah, Jeremy Rivas, not enough speed to make that one, so a called out there. Two outs here, bottom of the fourth inning. That's right, folks. Nothing.
We got Wade Stoss coming up here next for the Cardinals. See if he can make something happen here today.
Ooh. That one hit up high, but that one's going to be foul. Making contact there, but a foul ball.
Sandro Borrello winding up for the Hammerheads. Fastball.
1-1 the count here. Nobody on the bases, but Stoss has the power. Making contact there down the first baseline, but call foul.
Stoss has an average of 222 for the season. Let's see if he can bring that up here today.
The umpire there having a conversation with the catcher and both the pitcher. Interesting to see what's going on there, but we're back in play.
Sandro Borrello winding up.
Oh, a nice strike there, Sean.
Big swing and a miss by Stoss, and we are out.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. A big-time strikeout. Back from the Dean in a few.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Wait a-
And we are back, coming to you back from the Dean.
That's right, Sean. Back from the Dean, top of the fifth inning here. A 0-0 game thus far, but exciting. So much exciting on the defensive side. Count now 1-0. With Christian Rodriguez at the bat.
Jose Moreno still pitching for the Cardinals, trying to make quick work of these hammerhead hitters here today. Count now 1-2.
Yeah, Moreno pitching a good game, I would say for sure. With 5 strikeouts, he's at about 70 pitches, though, and the Cardinals not warming anybody up yet.
Foul hit by Rodriguez.
The wind up here with a 1-2 count. Ooh, a nice curve there. Foul tipped into the stands.
We got a little bit of wind coming into the stadium now, but nothing too heavy. Beautiful day.
Oh, that one smacked to center field, but he's going to be right there for the easy catch. Nice contact. But right there is a center fielder. So the Cardinals retiring one there. One out here in the top of the fifth inning.
Up next, we've got Zach Zubia. First baseman up to bat for the Hammerheads. Let's see what he can do. One out at the top of the fifth. Ooh. Up and over. Foul hit by Zubia. Moreno winding up. Ooh, curveball just outside the plate. Count now 1-1. Another fastball by Moreno.
That one called the ball. 2-1 the count now.
No runners on base. Moreno winding up. Foul hit by Zubia.
Yep, foul tip there. Count now 2-2 with one out.
Moreno winding up. Just outside.
Just outside there. 3-2 the count. Moreno with 5 strikeouts on the day.
A chance to take this one out the game right now. Ooh, foul tip.
Making some contact there, but foul. Count full. Here comes the pitch. And that one smacked in front of the left fielder. Enough for a base hit, Sean. So we have a runner on first now with one out.
Great hit by Zach Zubia, putting his team on base.
Oh, yeah. Nice hit there. So a runner on first.
David Martinez, the catcher, up to bat for the Hammerheads. Curveball inside by Moreno.
So Zubia with a nice hit. He's on first. We'll see if he tries to make something happen on the bases.
David Martinez up to bat has an average of .250 for the season. No hits, one walk. See what he can do for his team today.
Moreno approaching 85 pitches here. The Cardinals are indeed warming somebody up in the pen.
Another curveball by Moreno. Count now 1-2. Moreno winding up for the pitch. Outside, just outside the plate.
Count now 2-2 with one out. Runner on first.
Moreno winding up. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Martinez. And he is out.
Nice pitch by Moreno. His sixth strikeout of the day. Really nice pitching today we're seeing from Moreno, Sean.
Yeah, it's been a good game from him. Definitely upping his average here today.
Yeah, his ERA is at 1.04 now, so really nice work there.
We've got number 14, Jorge Cabello, up for the Hammerheads. Ooh, fastball by Moreno. That's a 1-1 count. Two outs, runner on base. Jorge trying to make something happen for the Hammerheads.
Oh, that one tipped. Called strike there, so 1-2 the count now.
Big swing and a miss by Jorge. Big swing and a miss.
Yeah, he tried to go after that one. Not enough, though. Great pitch by Moreno. He's pitching a great game. That one in the dirt. Catcher got right in front of it. Good job by the catcher there. Luis Rodriguez calling the pitches today. Great job behind the plate for him, right? He caught the runner at second, trying to steal earlier.
Yeah, he's been playing a good game.
Yeah, and he's calling a great game, too. I mean, Moreno has been spot on thus far.
Inside fastball.
Yeah, that one up and in. Full count now.
Moreno doesn't want to walk here. Trying to put him out.
Oh, and the runner is going. Easily taken second, though, as he is walked and takes first on balls there. So Moreno walking a batter. Sanoa now at the plate.
We're back to the top of the order here. Third baseman Sanoa trying to make something happen with runners on first and second base.
Yeah, Sanoa with a 190 average, but you know he can make contact. He's leading off here, and he does. That one hit, though, right to the center fielder. That's going to be a routine catch, and that's an out. And we are heading into the bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals up next, folks. Nothing to nothing at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be right back.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we are back here at Roger Dean Stadium. What a game, what a game.
Back indeed, Sean. It's been exciting. A defensive battle, to say the least, huh?
Yes, most definitely. I think from the Cardinals and the Hammerheads, we've been seeing great defensive play, a lot of great pitcher-catcher moments.
I mean, we've seen catches at the wall, play at the plates, runners caught stealing, incredible double plays. What a game thus far today.
And it's not over yet. Still a lot of baseball to play.
Oh, man, it's only the fifth inning. What a great game here at the Dean.
Sandro Borgello here pitching for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, and he's having a heck of a day too, Sean. Five strikeouts on the day. So not so bad for him there. Contact made, but that one's foul. Foul into the stands over there in right field.
We've got Cardinals catcher Luis Rodriguez up to bat. Count now 1-2. Him trying to make something happen here at the bottom of the fifth. Ooh, curveball outside.
Yeah, that one called outside now with the count 2-2. Cardinals are warming up there. Somebody in the bullpen, so looks like we'll have a new pitcher. And that one smacked to the shortstop. A nice pickup and throw. Did he get there in time? He did. What a play, Sean. Wowzers. He just got there. Man.
Great play by the Cardinals. Better play by the Hammerheads getting them out. We've got number 41. Hansel Adometti, left fielder, up to bat for the Cardinals. Let's see if he can make something happen here against Sandro. Ooh. Fastball outside. Ball count now 1-0.
That's right. 1-0 the count with one out. Bottom of the fifth inning here. An exciting defensive battle so far here at the Dean. That one called ball. The count now 2-0.
You can tell by the score, Walter. 0-0, bottom of the fifth. No one wants the score here today.
I mean, they're trying, though. If you, that play at the wall was insane. The play at the plate was just as good. The double play was amazing. The catch, do you remember that diving catch in right field? I mean, I have enough memories today for a lifetime. What a defensive game. Both by the Hammerheads and the Cardinals, and both pitchers have been doing their thing, right? You look at Sandro here with five innings this far, although he just walked that batter. Now we have a batter, yeah, the runner on first now. So Hansel getting to first base there on balls. So a runner on first with one out here. But yeah, Sean, it's been one heck of a game.
Got number 12, Elijah Cabell, right fielder, up to bat for the Cardinals. The runner on base. Let's see if he can make something
that
happen.
One thrown up and away. The catcher checking out Hansel in first base, but no throw there. So the Hammerheads being aggressive on the defensive side, trying to let the Cardinals know they mean business here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Sandro winding up. Ooh, in the dirt, just away from the...
Nice hard pitch there by Sandro. Look, he's got five strikeouts today, so you know he's going after the batters. A great game this far for him. But in the bottom of the fifth inning, Cardinals now threatening with one out, runner on first. You know Hansel's got some speed there. And that one hit to the second baseman. He makes the throw right there, and he's out. Not enough for the double play, but they get Hansel out at second. Nice play, Sean.
Yeah, it looks like a great play by the Hammerheads, at least trying to make something happen. But still a runner on first for the Cardinals. It looks like we still have a game here.
And that split second, right, I think deterred the double play. He tried to think there for a moment what to do. Just a second too late. They didn't go for the double, but a nice play. Getting the second out there, so good work.
Got Brandon Hernandez up here, second baseman for the Cardinals. With a runner on first, let's see if he can make something happen here. Get them on the board.
That one called strike.
1-1 now, the count.
Sandro Borello winding up. Runner on first.
A call time there. So a quick little timeout there by the umps. Back into it now. Sandro winding up. Count 1-1.
Ooh.
Checking the runner at first there. Throwing to first base.
Safe.
Hammerhead's being aggressive here defensively, trying to get out of this inning. Bottom of the fifth, Cardinals trying to threaten, trying to make something happen. And you see, Sean, they keep looking at that runner at first. This is a big deal right now for them.
Trying to be aggressive for sure. I don't think they want anyone to score here at the bottom.
Oh, no. Another time. So, let's see. We've got a time here. I don't know what's going on. Looks like a ball on the field there. Okay, we're back in play. 2-1 the count.
Sandro winding up. Just outside. Curveball.
3-1 the count now. Two outs. Runner on first.
Challenge call upheld.
Ooh, a challenge.
Oh, so they had challenged it. That's what happened. Okay.
Challenge on the
okay.
play.
Okay, so we had a challenge here. That's what happened. But it was upheld, and we're back into the mix now. 3-1 the count from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. I'm Walter Works with my man Sean Tomlinson bringing you this great game, a defensive battle, folks. It's been so exciting.
Beautiful day here at the Dean. Light wind. Great game here with my man Walter enjoying ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Foul there. Count now full. 3-2 the count.
I know Sandro doesn't want a walker here. He's going to try to take him out.
Ooh. He was going anyway. So, quick chopper. There, and the throw made at first, Sean. What a great throw to get out of the inning.
Great throw by the
the Cardinals there,
Cardinals
man.
There.
Oh, man.
Trying to make
the Hammerheads getting it out there. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just so excited. There's so much going on, right?
So much at the Dean here. We'll be back.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here at Roger Dean Stadium with my man Walter. Walter, we definitely have a game here today. How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm so happy to be calling this game with you, Sean. It's been super exciting. These are the kind of games you remember, right? Because when you look at the scoreboard, you're like, man, what happened? But if you were actually there or if you're hearing it, what a sight to see it's been. Some great defensive plays, right? From the play at the plate to those double plays. We had a catch at the wall. That catch at the wall, that's
diving
right.
Diving catch by our center fielder.
Yeah, that's right, a diving catch. It's been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun here at the Dean today.
But we are back into it. That's right, top of the sixth inning here. Hammerhead's looking to put some runs on the board.
And that one smacked. It's going to be foul.
Number 12, Jose Salas up to bat for the Hammerheads. Trying to put the Hammerheads on the board here.
That one thrown away. Count now 1-1. Little windy, nothing too crazy. Like a nice little breeze. Foul tip behind home plate there.
You can hear it on the roof over here. Looks like we've got a new pitcher up for the Cardinals, number 26. Chris Gerard. I'll make sure I'm saying that right. Chris Gerard.
Oh, yeah. So one out there, strikeout.
Making quick work here, Mr. Gerard. Khalil Watson, second baseman up to bat for the Hammerheads.
Having a discussion there with the ump. Breeze picking up a little bit now.
Definitely getting some wind here. Great outside pitch by Gerard.
Yeah, just catching a plate there for a nice strike. 0-2 now the count.
Top of the sixth, one out.
Ooh. Oh, a big hack there. Strike three. What a big swing and miss by Khalil Watson.
And Gerard making quick work of these Hammerhead hitters here today. Up next, we got Brady Allen, number 33.
Oh, and that one smacked up high the center fielder at just around the warning track. Nice catch there for the third out. And that's it, folks. We will be back from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this beautiful Sunday. The Cardinals up next in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here at the Dean. Bottom of the sixth inning. Hammerheads getting ready. Looks like we've got a pitcher change here. Edson Cyril coming in the pitch for the Hammerheads. Let's see if he can make something happen here. Trying to make quick work of these Cardinal hitters.
That's right, Sean. Halfway through the sixth, we are stuck at nothing apiece. A lot of excitement, though, in this game, mostly on the defensive side, but the Cardinals going to try to get some offense cooking here. We will see what happens. Showing bunt there. That's a called strike. So Ramon Mendoza.
First baseman here for the Cardinals, trying to put them on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know he's got speed on the bag, so he's showing a bunt there, trying to confuse the pitcher maybe a little bit. And that one chopped to the pitcher, but he's there in time, and that's an out. So Suriel making the nice play for the out at first.
Making quick work of these hitters here. Good pitching change by the Hammerheads.
Yeah, so with the bullpen now in the mix, you know they're going to want to get quick innings going. Hope for a good hit or two, right? Timely hitting is going to be super important in this game now as we're still knotted at nothing apiece.
Tyler Reichenborn up for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's got a .243 average on the year. You know he can hit the ball. So we'll see if Reichenborn can make something happen.
Edison winding up. Ooh, fastball inside. Count now 1-1.
That's right. 1-1 now the count with one out. Bottom of the sixth inning here at the Dean. That one smacked in front of the center fielder. Based hit. Wow, runner on first. That's the hit that he exactly needed, Sean.
Yes, Cardinals definitely needed that.
So Reichenborn with a nice hit. A base hit right in front of the center fielder. He's on first now with one out, Sean. Bottom of the sixth inning.
You've got third baseman Osvaldo Tavalin up. Let's see if Tavalin can make a hit, send this game on the board.
Yeah, Tavalin having a nice year this far with a .303 batting average.
Just outside the for Edison Surreal. Count now 1-0.
Ooh. Making contact there, but fouled on the other side of the first baseline. Count now 1-1.
Tavalin with a home run on the season, trying to make that happen again here at the bottom of the sixth.
Oh, smack to the second baseman, right to the shortstop. Will it be in time? It is a double play by the Hammerheads.
Double play by the Hammerheads to get him out. And we
what a play, Sean.
What a play. What a play at the Dean. Hammerheads making quick work of the Cardinals, and we will be back.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we are back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Top of the seventh. Walter, what do you see out here today?
I see a hard-fought baseball game, a battle, a defensive battle, Sean. We've seen every type of defensive play under the sun by both teams, right? We saw some great starting pitching. But now we're in the top of the seventh. Let's see if we get a new ball game here. Maybe the tables turn and we start seeing some offense. Who knows? We'll see now.
I think Gerard will make a quick work of these Hammerheads and we'll be back there soon. Number six up to bat for the Hammerheads, Castillo. Trying to make something happen here for the Hammerheads. Let's see what he can do.
Oh, yeah. Top of the seventh inning now. That one called strike. Count now 2-1. Oh, nice breaking ball there. Call for a strike. 2-2 now the count. Count 2-2.
Gerard here winding up.
Two strikeouts so far, Sean. That one, though, hit smacked.
Theo.
By the warning track, hits the wall, bounces away from center fielder trying to get it. He's at second, Sean. What a double.
What a double by Castillo. Great hit. Bounces off the wall, comes back. Cardinals couldn't catch it.
A monstrous double. I thought that one was out of the park.
Almost. If they couldn't get it in time, I was afraid Castillo was going all the way.
Man, a big-time double there. But listen, it was better for the Cardinals that one didn't go out of the park. And at least he got to second there and nothing else. But nevertheless, we have a runner on second now with no outs. Top of the seventh here. And the Hammerheads, you got to think they're going all in.
We've got number 8 shortstop Christian Rodriguez hitting for the Hammerheads. Let's see if he can knock this one away.
Wow, what a hit that was.
Average of 183 on the season. I know he wants to pick that up. So
we got some offense cooking here, Sean.
In the seventh inning, someone's trying to make a play for the score.
Big time hit there. Wow.
Gerard winding up. Outside fastball. Ooh. Count now 2-1.
No outs. Runner on second. Top of the seventh here. Hammerheads trying to put some runs on the board. Oh, catcher gets it. A throw to second. It almost got away from him.
Almost.
Wow.
Diving catch there.
What a save
there.
What a save. Man, Luis Rodriguez trying to get that throw to second, trying to make something happen to get that runner out. And it almost got away from the second base.
Almost had a...
From the shortstop.
Gerard with the outside curveball.
Yeah, so that one called strike. Just getting the plate there. So the count now full. Gerard wants a quick out here.
No walks. Doesn't want to put another runner on these bases.
You're right about that, Sean. And they want to stop any momentum now that the Hammerheads might be gaining, right? You think after that big hit, who knows what's next?
Exactly.
So a quick out is ideal here for the Cardinals. And like I just said, look at that, Sean. That one smacked right in front of the right fielder. He's coming home. Are we going to have a play of the plate? No, we're not. No, we're not. He is safe at home, and that's the first run of the game. The Hammerheads bringing one home. We got a 1-0 score now, Sean.
Castillo bringing it in for the Hammerheads. Definitely off of that great double that he hit.
I was just telling you, the momentum is a thing, especially in baseball. Let's see if the Cardinals can bounce back now.
With a runner on first, they need to.
Wow, what a hit. What a hit.
We've got Zach Zubio, first baseman, up for the Hammerheads. Gerard pitching inside.
Nice curveball there by Gerard. You know, Sean, he definitely wants to get out of this inning now.
Yeah, he's going to see. Let's see what work he can do out of these hitters.
Wow. Bringing the heat there. That one's called a strike. Yeah, swing and a miss. Might have gotten a little piece of it there, but 0-2 the count. Getting some offense now going. Hammerheads threatening with a man on first, nobody out. Top of the seventh inning, 1-0, lead in their favor over the Cardinals. Just missing the plate there, man. That could have gone either way, but called the ball. Count now 1-2.
Runner on first. Gerard winding up. Zubia trying to make something happen. Ooh, fastball inside. But called the ball. 2-2 the count.
No outs here at the Dean. Top of the seventh inning. Hammerheads 1, Cardinals nothing. Ooh, making contact there. That one popped up to the center fielder, making the routine catch. There you go. One out on the board for the Cardinals.
Great hit by Zubia, but a better catch by that out by that outfielder, making quick work of it.
That's right. Looks like Reichenborn there with a nice catch in center field for the first out. They needed that one, Sean. They don't want any more runs on the board.
Great momentum for the Cardinals, though, as we've got number 37, David Martinez, the catcher, up to bat for the Hammerheads. See if he can do something to put his team on score. Foul hit by Martinez.
Yeah, that one fouled behind home plate. 1-1 now the count with one out in the top of the seventh inning. Hammerheads providing some offense here, Sean, so far with a 1-0 lead over the Cardinals.
Gerard with a fastball inside.
1-2 now the count.
Runner still on first. Showing like he wants to steal. Gerard winding.
That one called up high for a ball. So the count now 2-2 with one out. Cardinals look ready to make a move in the bullpen real soon. Somebody's ready to jump in there. So it might be Gerard's last couple pitches here. That one popped up, but it's going to be into the stands.
Foul hit.
Two and two now the count. Top of the seventh inning here at the Dean. Beautiful day with my man Sean. Yeah. I'm Walter Works.
We've got some wind coming in here right now, but beautiful day. Beautiful day for baseball. Great game so far. Ooh, right off the catcher's mitt. Gerard with another fastball. Got a runner on first. Hammerhead's looking to score again.
Full count out. Here, count full. Oh, and that did get a piece of him, so he definitely hit him. So a walk here, and that's going to have us now with a man on first and second and only one out.
Looks like the Hammerheads are in great position to score again. We've got Jorge Cabello coming up to hit for the Hammerheads. We'll see what he can do. Looks like we're going to make a pitching change here.
Definitely, Sean. Coach Gary Kendall making that move. He already had somebody warming up in the pen. The time is now with a runner on first and second and just one out, Sean. The Cardinals are just trying to not let this game get away from them, right? It's only the seventh inning. It's only a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, but they've got two runners on base and one out. The Hammerheads are in good position to score again.
Yeah, Gary Kendall making his way back to the bench now, giving his words of wisdom for the new pitcher now in the game.
See if we can get a number on this new pitcher.
Finishing warming up there just a little bit.
Looks like we've got Roy Garcia.
Is that Roy? Yep, that is Roy Garcia, right?
Roy Garcia coming in to pitch from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, nice.
See if he can finish out the game for the Cardinals, put them in the position to make something happen here.
Yeah, Garcia, an international free agent, picked up in 2017, trying to make his mark here in this game, trying to keep this game within reach, right, Sean, with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, the Cardinals don't want the Hammerheads to get this away from them, especially here at the top of the seventh. You kind of want to stay contained, don't get the lead too ahead of you, but with two runners on base, it's looking very scary for the Cardinals right now.
Yeah, but they got enough pop at the bat. We saw last night, similar type of look and feel, right? And they pulled it off in 10 innings. So you know it can happen, Sean, at any moment here with the Cardinals they can do, and they can really whatever it takes to win a game, right? And that's what's so beautiful about baseball. One hit can really turn the tide here.
That's all it really takes. But do the Cardinals have the hit? That's what we'll have to wait and see to find out.
Yep. So Garcia finishing up here as far as warming up is concerned. He enters the game at a crucial moment.
Top of the seventh. Got two runners on base for the Hammerheads. One out. Jorge Cabello coming in to bat. See if Jorge can put his team back on the scoreboard. Great pitch by Garcia. Strike. Count now 0-1.
Yeah, with one out here in the top of the seventh.
Ooh, another curveball inside. 1-1 the count. Ooh, base hit by...
No, right there, double play. Almost a base hit, but the shortstop able to get it. Turn to a double play to get the Cardinals out of the inning. Man, we're going to be back, folks. Time to stretch it out a little bit. Halfway through the seventh, we'll see what the Cardinals can bring to the table up next from the Dean.
We'll be back.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we are back. We're coming to you live from Roger Dean Stadium. This is Sean Tomlinson. We are at the bottom of the seventh. We've got the Hammerheads warming up here. Looks like we're coming back with Edison Surreal as the pitcher. We've got Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop for the Cardinals, coming up to bat. 1-0 is the score for the game so far with the Jupiter Hammerheads up. Let's see if Jeremy Rivas can put these Cardinals on the scoreboard.
That's right, Sean.
That's right, Sean. 1-0. Bottom of the seventh now. Cardinals trying to make something happen. 0-1 now the count. So Suriel trying to make something happen at the mound for the Hammerheads. And that one smacked going back towards the warning track. And, man, falls right in front of the wall. That's definitely going to be a double. They're throwing it towards third to prevent anything else. But, Sean, wowzers, what a double.
Great hit by Jeremy Rivas.
Great
hit. Definitely making something happen for the Cardinals. Putting them in position to score here at the bottom of the seventh.
Oh, man, with no outs, Sean. Rivas getting to second is exactly what the doctor prescribed for the Cardinals to get back into this game. An unbelievable hit. I thought it was out of here. Okay, I thought it was out of here, but he got, you know, it just worked out that it wasn't, and it hit right in the right place.
We got Wade Stoss up here, the catcher for the Cardinals. Ooh. Sacrificial bunt, but foul tip.
Man, that ball hit the wall and just bounced perfectly. I thought he was going to get a triple.
Almost.
But say no more. Now with a runner on second, no outs, Cardinals.
Great position to score here.
Oh, yeah. In control of hopefully putting some runs on the board here, especially with no outs.
Big swing and a miss by Wade Stoss.
That's right. Count now 0-2. Stoss 1-2 for the day. One
Surreal
for two.
Surreal using that fastball.
Yeah. Surreal coming in, trying to make an impact. About 10 pitches in so far. Ooh, that one thrown outside. Maybe purposely, right, to just check that runner at second. You know, the Cardinals want to make something happen on the bases, but they got to be careful, right? They got no outs. No reason to panic right now.
Just play the game.
Yeah, it's just a 1-0 lead here at the Dean. A lot of excitement, though, right? We had a defensive battle through the first six or so innings, and now some offense really starting to pick up here at the Dean. So it's been a nice mix on this Sunday, Sean, right?
Great mix, I think, with the position that the Cardinals are in now. They can at least tie up this game, bring it into extra innings if necessary.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, might have a repeat of yesterday. Who knows?
Surreal winding up.
The one thing I've noticed since I've had the pleasure of calling these games with you, Sean, and watching all this great baseball is that gets away from the catcher, and we have now a runner on third, Sean, with no outs.
Jeremy Rivas knowing exactly how to steal that one.
The one thing I will say is what I will circle back to is these games between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals this year have been super exciting, haven't they?
Yes. I think for a single A, it's definitely been some great baseball to watch, great baseball to hear. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and you know when it comes to single A, like you were saying, these players, every pitch counts. Every at-bat counts. Every game counts. So it's huge.
And they're showing like it is.
Yeah.
They're running for it like it is. They're catching for it like it is. Diving for it like it is. So definitely using their athleticism here on a Sunday.
That's right, Sean. Here on a Sunday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Surreal winding up for the pitch. A runner on first and third.
Wind picking up a little bit there.
Got the catcher, Luis Rodriguez, up to bat for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Luis Rodriguez having a busy day today behind the mound, behind the plate, I'm sorry. Trying to supply some offense. That one hit to the third baseman. He's trying to make the play at the catcher. He is out at the plate, Sean. Out at the plate. He got him. Wow, preventing what could have been an easy run there.
Could have been, but catcher definitely making a play here, making sure the Hammerheads keep the lead at 1-0.
Quick thinking there by the third baseman, huh?
Still got two runners on base, though. Still a good game.
Yeah, runners on first and second. Bottom of the seventh inning here at the Dean. One out.
Hansel Adamenti up for the Cardinals, number 41. Let's see if he can make a hit.
So we just had another play at the plate there. Hammerhead's getting an out there, successful. So that one called inside, count 1-0.
Edison Surreal winding up.
Yeah, Surreal with about 20 pitches now in his inning of work.
Inside breaking ball.
Yeah, pitch inside. 2-0 now the count.
Runners on first and second for the Cardinals. Trying to score here at the bottom of the seventh. Edison winding. Ooh.
That one chopped but foul.
Great contact by Adamenti.
2-1 now the count. Bottom
bottom of the seventh inning here, 2-1 the count with one out. Hammerheads on top, 1-0.
Runners on first and second for the Cardinals, trying to score here. Edson Surreal winding up, breaking ball inside. Count now 3-1.
That's right, Sean. 3-1 now, the count with one out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Cardinals trying to make some noise here with runners on first and second. And this one is smacked to the third baseman. He turns it to second, to first. That's a double play. Wow. Sean, can you believe it?
And the Cardinals are out just like that.
What a way to get out of the inning.
What a way for the Hammerheads to control the game and keep their lead. We will be back at the Dean.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back at Roger Dean Stadium, the Jupiter Hammerheads in the lead, 1-0 over the Cardinals.
That's right, Sean. An exciting game. I thought the Cardinals had an excellent opportunity to execute on the offensive side there to close out the seventh inning, but the Hammerheads getting out of the jam, huh?
Maintaining the defense and really putting their throws to work. Definitely maintaining their lead here. Roy Garcia up to pitch for the Cardinals. Let's see if he can turn this game around for the Cardinals, get some quick outs.
Yeah, he's going to try to keep them in the game with a 1-0 lead. Like we saw last night, that means nothing in baseball. So the Cardinals, look, they couldn't make it happen in the seventh, but we still got two innings here, Sean, at the Dean.
Count now 1-1. Top of the order for the Hammerheads, Javier Sanoja up to bat. Big swing and a miss by Javier. Count now 1-2. Top of the eighth. Pitch hitting the dirt.
Yeah, count now 2-2. No outs.
Rory Garcia winding up. Ooh. Little too high. Count now 3-2.
That's right, Sean. Full count.
I know he doesn't want a walker here, so see if Garcia can put some heat on it.
Ooh. Oh, nice hit. Nice. That's hit to the right fielder. And is he going to get there?
Ooh, he's
nice
caught.
Nice catch.
Nice catch running out of field.
Wow. What
great
a catch,
out,
Sean.
Great out by the Cardinals. Keeping them in this game.
What a catch.
One out.
Yeah, keeping them in this game for sure, because that might have dropped right in front of the line, and I think that might have been fair.
That would have been fair.
Yeah.
So.
That would have been fair. So
we've got Jose Salas up to bat for the Hammerheads. Roy Garcia trying to take him out of the game. High and just outside the plate. Count now 1-1.
One out here. Top of the eighth inning.
Another curveball outside.
Yep, that one outside. Count now 2-1.
Foul hit by Salas. Good contact, though.
Yeah, nice contact there. Just not enough. Count now 2-2 with one out.
Ooh, great hit by Salas.
Now, are they going to get to that one in time, Sean? And he is.
Does.
Great catch by the left fielder there. Cardinals recording the second out of the inning.
I believe that was Hansel Adamenti bringing that one in for the Cardinals.
So the second out there, nice catch by Adamenti.
Looks like we've got a change on the lineup. Khalil Watson is out, and it looks like we've got a number 9, Mr. Agui Santos.
Yep, Santos now coming into the game. With two outs, though, top of the eighth inning, Hammerheads trying to add some runs, right, for insurance here. We know anything could happen, especially with the Cardinals pulling it out in extra innings, and that's a strikeout, Sean.
Strikeout by Mr. Roy Garcia, and we will be back at the Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back from Roger Dean Stadium. Bottom of the eighth inning. Great game, but it's still 1-0. Jupiter up over the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. You got that right, Sean. And we got Elijah Cabell. He's going to be coming up to the plate. So the pitcher just finishing warming up there.
Looks like we've got a pitching change for the Hammerheads as well. Number 34, Yolen Quinones, coming in to pitch for the Hammerheads. Let's see if he can close out the game for them, keep them in this lead.
Yeah, bottom of the eighth inning here. Hammerheads 1-0 thus far with the lead.
Cabell with no hits. Two outs. Let's see if he can make something happen here for the Cardinals at the bottom of the eighth. Ooh, big swing and a miss.
Big swing and a miss there. 0-2 now the count, Sean. Big time swing there. He was trying to go all after that one.
Quinones winding up. Ooh, fastball inside just over the plate. Quinones winding up. Ooh, great hit by Elijah.
That one, to right field. Is he going to get it, Sean? Yeah. Ooh,
and that's
wow.
An out by the right fielder.
Nice catch there.
Great catch trying to keep Jupiter alive in this game.
Yeah, really trying to just take control of the game here, right? Because they do have the lead. And it's only 1-0, so that was a big timeout.
Got second baseman Brandon Hernandez, number 47, coming up to bat for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, big swing and a miss. Fastball by Quinones. Count now 0-1, bottom of the eighth.
Still a lot of baseball to be played, Sean.
Yeah, they can still, Cardinals can still take this at any time. Just got to hit at the right moment. Brandon Hernandez trying to provide that moment right now. Outside curveball by Quinones. Count now 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1 the count now with one out. 1-0 Hammerheads. Trying to take control of this game. Cardinals trying to make something happen. Count now 2-2.
One out for the Cardinals. Looking for a big hit here from Brandon Hernandez.
Yeah, Brandon Hernandez. Ooh. Getting a piece of that one, but not enough. Hernandez 0-2 on the day. No hits yet. But he's got some speed, so if he can get on the bases here with one out, that would be big.
Foul tip by Hernandez.
Contact there, but not enough. Count now 2-2 with one out.
Quinones winding up. Ooh, big swing and a miss by Mr. Hernandez.
He caught a piece of that one, though, so still in the count there now at 2-2.
Still in? Ooh.
Yeah, almost a strikeout there, man. You know he's happy he got a piece of that one, so still alive here. That one away.
Outside curveball by Quinones.
Count now full. Here at the Dean, bottom of the eighth inning, Hammerheads trying to hold on to a 1-0 lead over the Cardinals. With just one out, though. Ooh, what a pitch. That looked like a nice fastball there. Struck him out for out number two, Sean.
Now we're going to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Ramon Mendoza, first baseman, coming up to bat. See if he can make something.
So, Quinones bringing the heat. And getting the strikeout there, much necessary for the second out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That one smacked, but foul.
Quinones trying to end the game. You know, he wants to go into the ninth inning on top. No runners. Two outs for the Cardinals, so he can put this one away.
That one away. Count now 1-1. Beautiful day here at the Dean, Sean. Having some great baseball to witness today.
Great baseball. Big swing and a miss by Mendoza. Count now 1-2.
That's right. With two outs, Cardinals trying to get on the board. That one called a ball in the dirt. Count now 2-2.
Two outs for the Cardinals. Quinones winding up.
Oh, smacked towards left field. Will he get there? Hit the wall. Oh. That one was almost out of here. He's going to second, Sean. What a hit.
Just what the Cardinals needed. A great double by Mendoza. Putting his team in position to do something.
Mendoza with the great hit, Sean. I thought it was out of here. Caput, finito, but it wasn't.
Hit the wall.
Saved by the wall, but a double for the Cardinals. Wowzers. What a double.
Needed that. I think the Cardinals needed that to stay in this game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And now with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning, Sean, can the Cardinals make something happen? They need to get some runs on the board here.
Got center fielder Tyler Reichenborn up to bat, see if he can knock this one out of the park.
Reichenborn has had a busy day and trying to make something happen here at the plate.
One hit, three outs for Reichenborn, but he's got it. He definitely has some power there. So,
yeah, big swing there. So the count now 0-2. He's just got to, you know, settle down a little bit. That's what he's got to do right now because they got a runner on second. The time is now. This is a perfect opportunity for the Cardinals to get back into this one, Sean.
Two outs, though, for the Cardinals, so we've got to be playing smart baseball here.
Yeah. A golden opportunity right now for the Cardinals.
Looking to score.
Oh, Reichenborn with a big swing and a miss. And the Hammerheads able to get out of that inning, Sean. We will see what the ninth brings us. We'll be back from the Dean, ladies and gentlemen.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Roger Dean Stadium. The score now for the Jupiter Hammerheads, 1-0, top of the ninth. The Cardinals out here trying to make something happen. How do you feel, Walter?
I feel great. We got a great game cooking here. You know that. Top of the ninth, though, Sean, it's put up or shut up time. Hammerheads trying to preserve a 1-0 lead. And the Cardinals trying to snap back into it, right? They did last night. They were able to pull off the victory in the 10th inning. So some more exciting baseball here at the Dean today on this beautiful Sunday, Sean.
Yes, sir. We've got Brady Allen, number 33, right fielder, coming up the bat for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, so top of the 9th inning.
Looks like we've got a pitching change, number 21, Gianluca.
Gianluca in the game.
Let me make sure I'm saying that one right. Dalautri.
Gianluca getting into the game now. Trying to keep the game within distance for these Palm Beach Cardinals.
Doesn't want these Hammerheads hitting and getting out on them.
Oh, man, and the Hammerheads... You got to believe, Sean, they're looking to hammer it home.
Trying to keep the Cardinals out of 500. So.
It's a long season, though, but one thing is for sure. Momentum is key in baseball, right? You can easily get a couple games here, lose a couple games there, but you don't want to lose control of the season. And the Cardinals are just trying to get on the great side of things, right? They had a big win last night. They can easily pull one out here today, but it starts right now. It starts right now in the ninth inning.
Yes, it does, and with them playing great defense to keep them off the scoreboard. Gianluca with a fastball outside. Count full at 3-2.
That's right, full count here at the Dean.
Brady Allen looking to hit this one out the park.
Ooh. Making contact there, but that one's going to be fouled into the stands.
Gianluca winding up.
That one fouled up high into the stands.
Good contact, though.
Yeah, he's making contact. Count full, no outs here. Top of the ninth inning. Hammerhead's trying to add some insurance, holding on to a 1-0 lead. And that one hit to center field. Right to him, though. And Reichenborn with the catch there. Nice catch there. Supplying the first out of the inning, Sean.
Great play by the Cardinals to keep these runners off base for the Hammerheads. Got number six, Kyler Castillo, coming up to bat for the Hammerheads. Castillo putting them on the board earlier. See if he can do that again for the Hammerheads today.
Yeah, Castillo was getting busy early on, looking for a little bit more of the same. Top of the ninth inning here with one out, count 1-0.
Gianluca winding up.
Oh, big swing and a miss there behind the catcher. The ball goes, and the count now 1-1.
No runners on base for the Hammerheads. Count 1-1 with one out.
Batter taking a breather there. Quick little timeout. Back in play now. 1-1 to count, like you said, Sean. Great game this far.
Great game.
Oh,
just well, inside breaking ball.
Yeah, that one a little bit too inside. 2-1 to count now. Gianluca winding up at the mound here for the Cardinals.
Big swing and a miss by Castillo.
Yeah, got a piece of it, though. 2-2. Nice fastball there by Gianluca. And winding up, here comes your pitch. And he got him. A nice fastball, Sean. Wow, got him there for the second out. Unbelievable. What'd you think about that heat?
Gianluca definitely trying to provide the Cardinals with some defensive perspective here. I think he wants to keep the Hammerheads off the board. Two outs, no runners. Quick work at the top of the inning.
Yeah, I think he wants to keep the Hammerheads off the board for sure, and a job well done so far.
Fastball inside.
Count 0-1. Yeah, nice fastball there by Gianluca to get the big strikeout.
Ooh, big swing and a miss by number 8, Mr. Christian Rodriguez.
Yeah. Another big-time pitch by Gianluca there to get the second strike.
0-2 the count. Two outs. Cardinals trying to put this one away early.
The ump signaling something to the pitcher there on the mound. Gianluca getting the direction. Okay, so we're back in play here with the count 1-2.
Gianluca winding up. Ooh, tip.
Yeah, he's going after him, showing another fastball. Nicely placed, and a foul tip there, so the batter's staying alive now with the count 1-2 and two outs here in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, I think Gianluca wants to put this one out.
Oh,
two
yeah,
outs,
man.
He wants to get his team off the field.
You're
now.
Right, Sean. He's trying to punch him out here, right now, with the count 1-2. And he does that. Wow, a beautiful breaking ball by Gianluca to get the Cardinals out of that one. We are approaching the bottom of the ninth. We will be back from the Dean, folks.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back at the Dean. Looks like the Hammerheads are on the field getting ready for the bottom of the ninth inning. Walter, what do you think so far about this game? 1-0 Jupiter.
This is it, Sean. This is it. It's been a great game. And we'll see what the Cardinals can come up with here, right? You know they have the confidence. They were able to do it last night. You know, and a lot of their wins this season have come in the final innings of their games. So when it comes to the confidence piece, I think they believe they can do it. We'll see if it happens or not.
Looks like we've got a wild pitch here.
Yeah, so
pitching change as well. See if we can get that number on them.
Count 1-0 here, bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for your Palm Beach Cardinals here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Beautiful day here today. Little bit of a breeze, but the sun's out. And what a great day for baseball.
Great day for baseball. We've got Caleb Worcester pitching here in the final.
Yeah, Caleb Worcester, Sean, you know he's going to try to close this one out. He's got a 3.18 ERA this season so far.
Up to bat, we've got Tolliven. Ooh, base hit by Tolliven.
Oh, Osvaldo Tavalin, a chopper to first, and he's there in time for the out. So that's the first out. Tavalin, not enough there, Sean. Not enough.
Not enough. We've got Jeremy Rivas coming up to bat for the Cardinals, the shortstop. Rivas had a big double last inning. Let's see if he can repeat that process.
Yeah, Rivas has had a busy day. He smacks this one to left field, but that one's going to go foul. Hugging the line there, but just foul. So to kick things off here in the ninth, Sean, Osvaldo Tavalin, not enough, getting just out there at first. So the first out in the books here for the Cardinals. They'll try to make something happen now.
1-0 the count for Rivas.
With Rivas at the plate.
Outside. Fastball by Caleb Worcester. Worcester winding up.
Ooh,
big
nice
swing
pitch.
And a miss by Rivas.
Nice pitch there. Count now 2-1. With one out, Rivas at the plate.
Runners on base.
He is 2-for-3 today, Sean. And he is out. Wow, a strikeout there. A big-time strikeout by Worcester. He is going to now look to close this game out, Sean, with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Looks like we've got a change in the order. Number 16 coming up to bat for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Sander Mora up to make something happen.
Trying to see if we can get a big hit out of Mora. At least get some runners on base for the Cardinals.
Yeah, this is it, though, Sean, with two outs. Worcester looking to close it out. Ooh, that one, a swing and a miss now. The count 0-1.
Worcester winding up.
And that one is going to be a ball. No swing there. So count now 1-1. So a showdown between Wurster and Mora. And you know, Sean, he's got two home runs on the year. So they know that he has some pop at that bat. They know he can hit it out and tie this game at any moment.
Can he do it here right now?
Can he do it here right now? That's the question, folks, here at the Dean. Count now 2-1. And that one up high for a ball. So a favorable count now here for Mora.
3-1.
With two outs, though, here. He's looking to get a big hit. 2-2 the count.
Wurster winding. Ooh, inside breaking ball.
Oh, man. That was close. Now the count is full. That could have ended it right there, Sean. Close call at the plate, but called ball. Full count now with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth.
I think this is it.
Can the Cardinals make something happen? Ooh, what a strikeout by Wurster, closing down the game, securing a big win for the Hammerheads, 1-0 over your Palm Beach Cardinals. Sean, what did you think of the game?
Great game. Great defensive game by the Hammerheads. Holding on to the lead, maintaining control all throughout the game. Couldn't be much better than that.
And the Hammerheads on the field celebrating, folks. Another wrapping up another beautiful day here at the Dean, folks. Don't forget, tickets start at just $6 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Fans are here Wednesday through Saturday, right, Sean?
Yes, they are. And next Saturday it'll be tacos and tequila night.
Oh,
here,
man.
At Roger,
I know you had a lot of fun last night. It was Star Wars night, right?
Star Wars night was a great success. We saw a lot of characters, Mandalorian, a bunch of Stormtroopers, they had Kylo Ren, Darth Vader. It was a
Sean,
great
what
time.
Are the two best things in America?
Baseball and Star Wars?
Baseball and Star Wars. So a great night last night, another beautiful day today, unfortunately, here for the home crowd. Hammerheads on top of this one. A great defensive battle, but a 1-0 victory for the Jupiter Hammerheads over your Palm Beach Cardinals. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast. I'm Walter Works with Sean Tomlinson. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Walter. Thanks for having us here today. We are closing out at the Dean.
We'll see you next time.